Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the importance of choosing an experienced broker.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, let's talk about experience, knowledge, and expertise in a real estate broker. I'm going to kind of give you a quick scenario that I had. I had a residential broker, and please, listeners, do not get me wrong. Some of my very best friends are residential brokers, and I support that industry. My mother's a residential broker and has been for 30 years, so I'm not knocking residential brokers. But this guy was trying to price in an apartment complex, and he didn't understand the importance of getting the rent roll. He was trying to just give me the profit and loss for last year, which shows the income. But the problem is, how much of that was COVID? And then when I really dug into it with him and kept saying, I need the rent roll, I need to see what each unit is paying in rent. Well, come to find out, the seller had a family member that was living in there, not paying $800 a month in rent. So when that property sells and that family member moves out, that would have shorted that seller about $200,000 to their bottom line.
And that was just because they didn't know their market. So you've got to get a realtor that knows the market specifically. And let me just encourage you to interview realtors. There's nothing wrong with asking how many sales you've had in this type of property or in this geographic area or this price point. That's relevant. And it's important, I think, for you to know who you're talking to before. It used to be the soccer mom on the sidelines with me might be a good realtor. I know she does it when she's not at soccer sidelines. And that could be enough. But really, you've got to understand that you've got an expert, especially when you want to do real estate smart in a challenged market like this.
Absolutely. Because this market is so competitive, your real estate broker needs to be not only your advocate, but they need to get up every day being willing to die on the hill for you. So that means that Marcia is going to call the lender and talk to the lender for the buyer when that offer comes in, and that she's going to really ask some deep questions to make sure that buyer is experienced and has all of their ducks in a row if they're going to use financing. So you need an expert to look out for you and to see the pitfalls that you can't see that could be coming your way.
And it becomes intuitive with experience. Over the years, you start to know it when you see it. And I have to backtrack and explain why I see it and how I see it. And that's not a bad question to ask either. If you want to understand the market, have your realtor explain how they got to their numbers. Don't just take their numbers at face value, because evidence that they've done their homework will be apparent when you ask why it is what they're saying it is.
Really good point.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.